a $200 million agreement between the province of British Columbia and the Haisla Nation will fund the electrification infrastructure needed to power the Cedar LNG facility with hydroelectricity, and investment leaders say positions the project as a global benchmark for low-emission natural gas production. By supporting Haisla Nation to power Cedar LNG with clean BC electricity, we're taking another step in building a stronger economy that's less exposed to reckless decisions made in the White House, said Premier David Eby, speaking July 29 in Kitimat Village. The contribution will support construction of a new 287-kilovolt transmission line, a substation, distribution lines and near-shore electrification infrastructure. These components are essential to connecting the floating LNG terminal to the province's power grid. Owned 50.1% by the Haisla Nation in partnership with Pembina Pipeline Corporation, the $4 billion USD project is expected to generate about 500 jobs at peak construction, with around 100 full-time roles once the facility is online. Our vision for Cedar LNG was always predicated on being able to source the cleanest power option to ensure our project delivers LNG with the lowest possible carbon footprint, said Haisla Nation Chief Counselor Maureen Nice. We are grateful to the provincial government for supporting our nation's goal of sustainably advancing development in our territory on our own terms and in accordance with our values. Cedar LNG, the world's first Indigenous majority-owned LNG project, received all key regulatory approvals before reaching a final investment decision on June 25, 2024. Construction began immediately after the final investment decision. The project's floating LNG facility is currently under development overseas and is scheduled for delivery in late 2028. Nice said the project reflects the nation's constitutional rights and its long-standing commitment to environmental stewardship, economic independence and generational prosperity. When Indigenous communities lead projects as owners, as is the case with Cedar LNG, we are able to ensure that these projects are developed in the most environmentally responsible manner, while generating revenues that enable us to protect our way of life and build long-term prosperity, she said. Nice also acknowledged the role of former Haisla Chief Counselor Crystal Smith, who was instrumental in shaping the project during its early phases and in building support for LNG Canada, located nearby. The Haisla Nation has also leveraged its growing presence in the sector through Haisha Marine, where it holds majority ownership. The company operates one of the world's cleanest tugboat fleets, comprised of electric and hybrid vessels, and has secured a 12-year, $500 million contract with LNG Canada. Haisha expects to generate about 70 maritime jobs and 6 onshore roles through the agreement, while aiming for long-term service in the region's channel. Minister of Energy and Climate Solutions Adrian Dix said projects like these exemplify how industrial development can align with both reconciliation and environmental responsibility. Cedar LNG is a model for how LNG projects can be developed through innovation and collaboration with First Nations, while also creating good jobs and addressing climate change, he said. Asked whether this type of project is replicable or a one-off, Dix was firm. The only way to move quickly is to move with First Nations, he said, noting that the province is pushing companies to establish agreements with Indigenous communities early in the planning process. This is far from a one-off. Both Dix and Eby also pointed to increasing instability in the U.S. energy policy landscape as a key motivator for Canada to expand its LNG capacity. Dix criticized the current U.S. administration for urging clean energy companies to exit, saying BC offers a more stable environment. Eby added that the president's behavior has created uncertainty for global buyers. If you're a government in Asia looking for reliable energy sources with a partner you can rely on without tariffs, nobody would be looking at the United States, Eby said. Canada is a reliable partner with a direct route to Asia delivering the lowest carbon LNG in the world. Canada will win this race and diversify our markets with our Canadian values, that's on display right here with Cedar LNG. In response to concerns about the environmental impacts of LNG, Dix emphasized Cedar LNG's emissions profile as a distinguishing feature. This is the cleanest in the world, the lowest emission LNG, It's not just replacing coal, it's replacing all other LNG, he said. What the Haisla Nation has done is exceptional. The provincial agreement follows a $200 million federal commitment announced in March to support the Cedar LNG project. That funding forms part of Canada's broader strategy to diversify export opportunities, advance Indigenous economic reconciliation, and ensure major projects align with national climate and environmental priorities.